speedbuilders.com.
Would you state your name, please?
James Ford.
What is your present address, Mr. Ford?
2800 Circle Drive.
Where?
Apartment 4. That is in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
When did you become employed by TWA?
1987.
What training did you have as a steward for TWA?
Well, we have a dining training, but most of our program is our safety training, where we learn all about all of our planes, all of our equipment, and also our first aid training.
How long does this specialized course take?
6 weeks.
How many hours a day?
Sometimes we went from like 6 in the morning to 8 at night, or sometimes even to 11 at night.
How many days a week?
Sometimes 7.
That covered a 4-week period?
A 4-week period before you went on your 5 days, which is your training flights, and then you come back for finish-up training, international training, and then you graduate.
How long does that take?
Just another week.
So you have 4 weeks at the school, then an apprenticeship, and then another week, and you are licensed or given a certificate, is that correct?
Right.
Now, during that period of time, you tell me you have first aid training. Had you ever had any kind of first aid training before your TWA course?
No.
The first aid training, about how many hours of the course did it take?
I can't really say an hour. It was just included within the safety training.
Now, were you on Flight 269 as a cabin attendant for TWA on March the 3rd, 1988?
Yes, I was.
Prior to that flight, or before that flight, and before your TWA course, had you had any specialized medical training?
No.
So that your total training was first aid at the TWA course, is that correct?
Yes, sir, it was.
Now, had you come in from Boston to San Francisco before this Flight 269 was made up?
Now, I can't remember the exact leg to San Francisco. I can't remember if it was from Chicago or if we made another stop in there.
At any rate, you came in from the east to San Francisco?
Yes, we did.
Or from the Midwest?
Yes.
Now, do you recall seeing Mrs. Lundy on this flight?
Yes.
Do you recall, was there someone seated in front of Mrs. Lundy?
I don't recall.
Do you recall, was there someone seated to the side of Mrs. Lundy?
There was a lady, but she moved.
So the only one in there in the 3 series of seats was Mrs. Lundy?
That's right.
And that was the case at the time of the coffee spill occurring?
That's right.
Now, was the coffee that you were serving hot?
Yes, it was hot.
Apparently it was scalding hot, wasn't it?
That coffee is never scalding hot, no.
Are you indicating to me that the coffee didn't burn Mrs. Lundy?
No, I am not indicating that.
As a matter of fact, the coffee that was spilled did burn Mrs. Lundy, didn't it?
Yes.
You saw the burns, didn't you?
Yes, I saw the burns.
So at least it was hot enough to burn her, is that correct?
Yes.
Would you tell me how you served the coffee to Mrs. Lundy?
How I served it? Well, I just handed her the coffee.
Did you just walk through the seats and set it down in her tray?
No. See, I was standing in the aisle, and I leaned over and just handed it to her. Well, she put her tray down. The tray folds down halfway. There is a little place in the tray for a cup, and I handed it to her. She set it down in the little hole in the tray.
As far as you know, was that tray functioning properly?
It sure was.
There wasn't any defect that you know of in the tray?
No, and you could usually tell right away if there was.
You say that you poured the coffee into a cup?
Yes.
Now then, what did you do after you had served her the coffee?
Well, I asked Mrs. Lundy if she would like the middle seat down, because there is a tray on the back of the middle seat, which you can use. It comes all the way down, which you can use. I asked her if she would like to use it to make herself more comfortable, rather than have the tray in front of her.
What did she indicate to you?
She said yes.
Then what did you do?
Well, I was standing out in the aisle, and I was trying to get the middle seat down.
Was there something wrong with the middle seat? Was it stuck?
It was stuck.
So you were trying to work it loose or get it to come loose, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Then what occurred?
Well, Mrs. Lundy went to assist me.
What do you mean she went to assist you?
Well, she turned in her seat.
She was facing forward, is that correct?
Well, you know, she was facing this way, watching me put down the seat.
You are indicating that she was sitting with her seat and back in the seat, up against the seat?
Yes, she was like this, yes.
Then what happened?
Well, she turned to reach up. She turns to reach up to grab the top of the seat, and her leg goes up and hits the table, and the coffee goes right in her lap.
How was Mrs. Lundy dressed at the time?
She had on a pantsuit.
Now, when she leaned over to assist you, did you tell her that you couldn't handle this or any words to that effect?
Well, before I could say anything, the coffee had spilled in her lap.
You said that she hit the tray and that caused the coffee to spill on her lap. Is that correct?
That's right.
You say she had reached up to grab the seat?
Yes.
And that's what you observed?
Yes.
And you observed her hands get up to the seat. Is that correct?
Yes, because at the same time, her whole body turned.
But you observed her hands reach the back of the center of the seat before her knee hit the tray?
Yes.